places I've been privileged to speak is Kentucky. They make bourbon, cigarettes, guns, and fried chicken. Their state motto is, if it kills you, we probably made it.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Do you ever lay awake wondering where the very first limerick came from?
I'm sure you do.
You know what a limerick is? They're those fuzzy little animals that look like a weasel.
No, they're not.
A limerick is a clever and witty form of verse. It consists of five short lines. The first two always rhyme with the fifth line. Got it? We don't know who invented the limerick, but its name comes from the city of Limerick in Ireland. When I was a kid, an annoyingly bright neighbor boy would come along and recite a limerick he'd been learning. There was an old man with a beard who said it was just as I feared. Two owls and a hen, four larks and a wren have all built their nests in my beard. Of course, this was long before we had smartphones, so everything was hilarious. There was a young lady of Lynn who was so excessively thin that when she essayed to drink lemonade, she slipped through the straw and fell in. Or you might make one up yourself after your brother told you one that you couldn't remember but knew pieces of. There once was a kid from Peru who dreamed he was eating his shoe. He woke from the dream with a horrible scream and found it was perfectly true. Here was another limerick that I didn't really get when I first heard it. An indolent vicar of Bray let his lovely red roses decay. His wife, more alert, bought a powerful squirt and said to her spouse, "Let us spray." I found a limerick based on a Bible story we all know. There was a dear lady of Eden, who on apples was quite fond of feeding. She gave one to Adam, who said, "Thank you, madam." Then they were banished from Eden. It's hard to find limericks written about the Bible, so I had to come up with one myself. See what you think. A shepherd boy, fearless and handsome, fought Goliath 9 feet and then some. With a sling and a rock, he said, "Watch who you mock, or you'll end up looking quite gruesome." Wait, there's more. Goliath said, "Hey, kid, it's time that you fled. God is a fraud and your hair is red." But from a stone and a sling, he learned a terrible thing. Those taunting God have rocks in their head. Well, it's hard to say with absolute certainty, but scholars believe the very first limerick was written sometime in the 13th century by St. Thomas Aquinas. His five-line rhyming verse, penned in medieval Latin, survives in archives and appears to be the oldest example of the limerick. I will not quote it in Latin. English will do. There once was a Jesuit knight who proved with his logic airtight that all of infinity is touched by divinity, starting with "Let there be light." I find it amazing that the very first limerick quotes the first recorded words of God in the first chapter of the Bible. Let there be light. 1 John 1:5 says, "God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all." The light was not for God, you know. He could see just fine. The light was for us. Isaiah later prophesied, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." It was about 700 years later, Jesus fulfilled that prophecy. Let us remember this Christmas that though things may look dark, the light of the world has come. I'll finish with an old traditional Christmas card. To you and all your kinfolk, a happy Christmas day, a joyful year of light and cheer, and fun and work and play. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.